lead-free fuel by 2018. American moves another step forward in reorganization. And Cessna appeals a $27.4 million award to Avcor. This is Aero News for Tuesday, June 11th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has asked the world's fuel producers to submit proposals for fuel options that would help the general aviation industry make a transition to an unleaded fuel. The FAA is committed to the development of a new unleaded fuel by 2018 that would minimize the impact of replacing 100-octane low-lead fuel for most of the general aviation fleet. The FAA is asking fuel producers to submit by July 1st data packages for candidate replacement unleaded fuel formulations for evaluation by the FAA. By September 1st, the FAA will select up to 10 suppliers to participate in Phase 1 laboratory testing at the FAA's William J. Hughes Technical Center. The FAA will then select as many as 2 fuels from Phase 1 for Phase 2 engine and aircraft testing. That testing will generate standardized qualification and certification data for candidate fuels, along with property and performance data. Over the next 5 years, the FAA will ask fuel producers to submit 100 gallons of fuel for Phase 1 testing and 10,000 gallons of fuel for Phase 2 testing. The President's 2014 budget includes $5.6 million in research and development funding for the William J. Hughes Technical Center to conduct the fuel's evaluation testing. There are approximately 167,000 aircraft in the United States and a total of 230,000 worldwide that rely on 100 low-lead avgas for safe operation. It is the only remaining transportation fuel in the United States that contains the addition of tetraethyl lead, a toxic substance, to create the very high octane levels needed for high-performance aircraft engines. Operations with inadequate octane can result in engine failures. AMR Corporation, the parent company of American Airlines, said Friday that the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York entered the order approving the disclosure statement filed in connection with the company's proposed plan of reorganization. The court also authorized American to begin soliciting votes on the plan of reorganization from creditors and stockholders. Solicitation packages will be distributed by June 20th, and the voting deadline is July 29th. The hearing before the court to consider confirmation of the plan is scheduled for August 15, 2013. The plan is supported by the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors, holders of approximately $1.6 billion of pre-petition unsecured claims also have committed to vote to accept the plan. The proposed plan is to become effective concurrently with the consummation of a merger with U.S. Airways. Cessna has filed notice of appeal and a motion to stay execution of a $27.4 million binding arbitration award granted Canadian firm Avcor Industries in late 2012. An arbitration panel awarded the money to Avcor to compensate the company for lost revenue when Cessna pulled production work outsourced to Avcor back to Wichita. Cessna had earlier filed a motion to vacate the award, which the courts not only denied, but then added prejudgment interest of approximately $1 million. On May the 8th, the district court entered final judgment in the company's favor, that's Avcor's favor, on the arbitration award in the aggregate amount of $28.4 million. In a statement, Avcor said it believes that Cessna's appeal from the judgment is without legal basis and that the judgment will be affirmed by the Court of Appeals. Well, if you were hoping to be among the first to own the new Skycraft SD-1 Minisport LSA, you're already too late. Pre-order reservations filled up in a mere 9 days. Skycraft said on their blog that production on the SD-1 began last month, and the first completed aircraft is currently undergoing flight testing. Skycraft says it is operating in full compliance to ASTM standards and expects to have certification to sell the SD-1 as an SLSA later this summer. Skycraft will have both tricycle and tail dragger configurations on display this July at Oshkosh AirVenture, which will be the first public appearance of their completed airplanes. Investigators looking into an accident involving a civilian Boeing 747 cargo plane operating in support of the U.S. military in April have turned their focus on the possibility of shifting cargo aboard the airplane as it departed Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. The video of the dramatic crash went viral in mere hours on the Internet. The New York Times reports that accident investigators in Afghanistan say that the vehicles on board the airplane were thrown so violently backward in the cargo hold that parts of the airplane separated from the aircraft and were left on the runway. The extreme aft center of gravity made it impossible for the airplane to fly. Information obtained from the 747's cockpit voice recorder did not give any evidence that the crew of the plane knew that the cargo had shifted. Afghan officials say that it is still too early to know the exact cause of the accident. The Boeing belonged to Michigan-based National Air Cargo. When Aero News continues, Texans rally for the Lakota, a salute to retirement, and help wanted for AirVenture.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, June 11th. I'm Glenn Moyer. U.S. Representatives Joe Barton and Mark Vasey of Texas joined leaders of American Eurocopter, EADS North America, and Turbomeca at a rally Friday to call on Congress to restore funding for the Army's UH-72A Lakota helicopter in the fiscal year 2014 budget. The rally took place at EADS North America's American Eurocopter facility in Grand Prairie, Texas, where more than 600 Texans work. American Eurocopter performs all engineering changes for Lakota modifications and upgrades in Grand Prairie and also trains Lakota pilots and maintainers from the Army, Army National Guard, and Navy. Proposed cuts in the 2014 budget submitted to Congress in April would reduce production of the Lakota in 2014 and 15 by 31 fewer aircraft than the Army planned to buy. These cuts, which would result in negligible savings, would effectively end Lakota production by the end of 2014 and endanger the jobs of hundreds of American workers. The Lakota is manufactured by American Eurocopter in Columbus, Mississippi, by a 300-person workforce that is more than 50% U.S. military veterans. A similar rally was held there earlier this summer. As a young surgical supply salesman for Boise, Idaho-based Intermountain Surgical Center, Merle Hoffer determined that the most efficient way to serve his customers around the state was to purchase a Cessna 172 and fly it himself. He bought his airplane for around $14,000. While the year of the purchase was not mentioned in a report in the Spokane, Washington Spokesman Review, a similar airplane would start today at about $289,500. Now 82, Hoffer stopped flying about 25 years ago, his Skyhawk long since sold. But while breakfasting with his girlfriend Janie Stevenson at Phelps Field in Spokane, she could see how much he missed flying, but health issues ranging from arthritis to a brain tumor made solo flight impossible. So she did the next best thing. Stevenson arranged for an hour-long flight donated by Northwest Flight School, which opened in January of this year. Hoffer's pilot would be Tabitha Rader, the owner of the school. Well, the flight took place on Tuesday, June the 4th. Quote, "I'm more rusty than I thought I was," end quote, Hoffer reportedly said to Rader as they took off. After about an hour in the air, they taxied the school's Skyhawk back to its hangar, but there was one more thing that needed to be done. Fire truck had been parked on each side of the taxiway, and they gave Hoffer a traditional salute to retiring pilots, spraying water from both directions over the airplane. Well, the clock is ticking as we move inexorably toward AirVenture 2013, and as EAA Chairman Jack Pelton has pledged, the show will go on, regardless of the outcome of the FAA's cash grab for ATC services. Thus, ANN is busy ramping up for another year of our extraordinary day-to-day coverage, and you can help. Again, this year we have a need for a variety of extra personnel with audio, video, writing, interviewing, and varied other communication skills. Those persons with experience in audio and video production are especially sought after to become a part of the ANN experience at Oshkosh. Many previous freelancers have gone on to either join our staff in various full and part-time positions or have created their own unique opportunities. In short, if you have an interest in aviation journalism and are available for a week of intense work and a lot of fun, we'd like to hear from you. Contact us through our website at www.aero-news.net. But hurry, as we said, the clock is ticking. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.